E-cigarette use rose an alarming 78% among the nation's high school students last year. The FDA has warned manufacturers to stop marketing to kids by using fruity flavors and colorful packages. But e-cigarettes are still a big problem in schools, even those in rural communities. Lee DeNoon reports for Side Effects Public Media.
North Newton Junior Senior High lies in the northwest corner of Indiana, in a county home to more dairy cows than people. But students have no problem getting e-cigarettes in all shapes and sizes. Some look like pens, others like computer thumb drives.
Probably most people my age, if you're not a smoker or none of that, it could be sitting right in front of you and you wouldn't even know what it was.
That's teacher Bob Gonzi, who took an informal poll of PE students. Junior high kids estimate 65% of their classmates are using vape devices, and high school students think their numbers are even higher. Assistant Principal Jerry Taylor dumps a bag full of confiscated materials onto a desk. There are vape pens, a bottle of marshmallow-flavored e-liquid, an electronic charger, and the highly popular Juul brand devices.
There's been 34 vaping episodes, and we put kids out 3 days.
Taylor explains that without a specific vape policy, they're following the 3-day suspensions of the smoking policy. Because e-cigarettes are so easy to hide, they're very disruptive in classrooms. Health teacher Josh Stringfellow says students blow smoke rings while the teacher is turned away.
They'll film it on Snapchat, send it around the school because, hey, I got away with it in so-and-so's class. I did this trick in this teacher's classroom. And now they're one-upping each other. And that's why they're being caught more easily, is because they're being so blatant about it.
A senior from nearby Lowell High School, Kate Holdeman, says vaping became the hot thing after winter break last year.
It's pretty crazy. It's definitely an epidemic. I mean, for a long time, you like couldn't walk into a restroom without like vapor just being in your face because everybody at some point did it.
Holdeman says he doesn't use e-cigarettes, but his friends do, and his mom, Stacy Stewart, says that's worrisome.
My smart kid over here started hanging out with some not smart kids who did stuff like that, and I mean, it was in his car a lot, and we had a blow up about it. I mean, it's better now, but it's just scary because there's so many health things that kids just don't realize.
And those health consequences are real. Newton County Public Health Nurse Kim Durham says the problem, nicotine.
What we're really still looking at, once again, are people having a nicotine addiction. This is the kind of stuff that leads to heart disease later, that leads to cardiovascular problems, that can lead to pulmonary problems. There's all kinds of different things that can go into play here.
She spoke to 6th and 8th graders at school health fairs.
I was actually mostly surprised because we asked them where they started doing it, and a lot of them said, well, my parents do it. And some of them had, that's kind of how they ended up getting introduced to it, was mom and dad.
Durham says there's a misconception e-cigarettes are safe because some people use them to stop smoking. But she says nicotine levels can be much higher in e-cigarettes. North Newton administrators want to curb the use of e-cigarettes next year. Taylor says they're considering having the local police get involved.
Start ticketing these kids if it's $150 or whatever, and maybe that would curtail them buying these vapes and bringing them into school.
Gonzi agrees that that will make a difference.
You know, we find out here, hold the parents responsible. You get in their pocketbook a little bit, they'll curb behaviors, especially for their children.
For next fall, Gonzi and Taylor are working toward a school e-cigarette policy. They also want to develop information for the curriculum and for parents. Meanwhile, they'll get some help from the FDA. New ads about the dangers of e-cigarettes are scheduled to hit the airwaves this summer. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Lee DeNoon.